Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Lucky enough to be joined on the line thanks to Prestige Jayco by Geelong assistant coach Matty Scarlett. Scarlo, Kingy, Benny Cass, Domsey Lonigan and Pete Ryan in the K-Rock Hub. Thanks for joining us, Matthew. Firstly, a bit of excitement, I suspect, around the group in terms of some new faces as part of the squad. There's no guarantee all three or any of the three will play, but to know that there's in the mix some young fellas that haven't tasted AFL level footy before is a real fillip for the group.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I saw all the ins before, so a couple of those guys haven't played senior footy, so we'll find out in a couple of days if they're actually in the team. But some really exciting young talent there. Closey, really, really big runner for us as a half forward flanker, and Krugs can play sort of at either end as a key position player. So those guys will be hoping they're in the team. Unfortunately, we don't know just yet if they're going to be in the final 22. So we'll find out in a couple of days.
Yeah, Ben Jarvis, the other uncapped one. Scarlo, what can you tell us about him for those who maybe not have seen some VFL?
Yeah, Jarvis is a medium-sized forward. He's a really good mark, but he can move around the ground quite well. So really hard matchup for defenders. And those guys have had some trial games against the opposition. I think they've played Collingwood a couple of times, and those guys have been really positive. I understand it's quite a hard and challenging time for those guys that aren't playing VFL, but they're really in good form and putting their hand up. So hopefully it goes their way.
Scarlo, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Have you caught up with Hayden Ballantyne?
Fellas, I haven't. No, we're not let out of our jail at the moment, mate, so I haven't caught up with him.
How are you going over there in the hub?
A couple of nights.
You been all right?
Pretty good. The hotel setup is a lot better and bigger than we thought. Coming over here, I thought it was going to be a tiny hotel with not a lot of space to move around. But we've got the whole hotel. They've decked out all the rooms into some nice gyms. And the food's been amazing. And the guys have had a really good time. So it's been better than we thought.
Is it a challenge as coaches or to try and keep the players, you know, mentally stimulated and at least focused on footy and happy and positive? Or is that something that you just leave them and hope you hope they'll do it themselves? Or have you done anything as coaches to try and help that along?
Look, you hope they generate that enthusiasm by themselves. Obviously, being in the hub, they get to spend a lot more time together, which is good. And I'm sure the guys, there's been periods, like the coaches as well, where they've been quite flat, and other times they've been up and about. But at least everyone's together. The boys, we had a couple of beers together last weekend, which was a really good day. So being close and around each other and that support has been really important. But no doubt some of the guys are going to find it challenging at times, but hopefully there's enough people around that can help them out.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Cats assistant coach Matty Scarlett. He's Pete Ryan on K-Rock Footy.
Hi, Matt. Chris Scott spoke today about Luke Dowhouse's injury. Can you enlighten us on how that arose and do you have any insight onto how long he might be out?
Probably no idea on how long, mate. I understand it's going to be more than a couple of weeks. I think he just pulled up quite sore after the game last week, and he didn't think it was going to be much more than maybe a week, and I think it's obviously a little bit more serious than that. So that's all I really know about Dell, mate, but we're going to miss him. He's obviously a really important player for us. So just hopefully it's not more than 3 or 4 weeks for our sake. He's so important to us, but he's up and about. He's obviously a really good, strong personality, so he's not hanging his head, and need him to stay quite bubbly around the group.
How difficult is it for blokes such as him, and Joel's in the same position now, just trying to do their rehab and keep fresh, I suppose, without the prospect of playing a game for a few weeks?
There's two parts. It's obviously quite difficult, but the positive is that they've got the physios with them all day and all night. And I know Joel, being the professional he is, he's been hounding those guys to try and get back out there a little bit sooner and sort of getting around the clock physio. So there is a positive in it as well.
Stuart, how are you, mate?
Domsey, geez, that must have been light on for commentators tonight, mate.
I do expect that. Mate, what's the fitness regime over there? You and Nida and Boris getting into it over there?
It's been good, mate, yeah. Yeah, we've been training hard, mate. One of the gyms is, one of the hallways, big hall room set up into a nice gym, so we've been getting down there early in the mornings, and I think the food is also pretty good. And
Nida would be getting stuck into that.
Big buff. big buffet breakfast nighters in there at 6 a.m. eating eggs and bacon and hash browns. So trying to get him into the gym, but it has been really enjoyable being around those guys and popping into their room for a beer at night or a glass of red. So it's good to have him around.
Yeah, that's good. No.
Oh, you had nothing else, Tom?
No.
I just wanted to know how Scarlett was going.
I just wanted to know. I did text them last week, seeing if they got their eyes on the Cottesloe at some point, but still in quarantine at the moment, the boys, so maybe this week.
When do you come out tomorrow, Scarlett? Is it tomorrow afternoon?
Midnight. We're out of quarantine, midnight, tomorrow night. And then early the next day, we're moving hotels across the road, so... We're at the Crown Promenade now. I think we go over to the other Crown on Sunday morning. But we're out of quarantine, but we're still unavailable to do most of the things. I think the guys are allowed to walk down to the cafes and get a coffee and stuff, and have a little bit more freedom.
I was just going to ask one more, actually, before you go, mate. Matty Tabman has been in pretty good touch for the Dockers. Who do you expect to go to him? Harry or Blitz?
He has, mate. He has. He's improved a lot. Well, Harry and Blitz will probably take him at times, and also lobs the other one down there, mate. They can mark the ball pretty well. So I don't think they'll get locked into a direct matchup for the whole game, but Harry might spend a majority of the game deep on Tabiner if he's down there. Then if he's up the ground, Blitz might take him. But, yeah, he has improved. Watched his game last week. He's really starting to use his body well and take some contested marks, which a couple of years ago wasn't in his kit bag, but he's obviously got a lot stronger and looks like a reasonable key forward now.
Bad luck about Jordan Clark, Matt. Obviously,
it was,
good news to have Tom Stewart back. But how's, I suppose, is that a like-for-like replacement? I know Tom Stewart's All-Australian and so on, but just in terms of personnel?
Yeah, it is good to have Stewie back. He's recovered really quickly from his injury. But, yeah, really unfortunate for Clark. He had to work his way back into the team, and he'd done that. He looked really good too early in the game, and... obviously fell over and had his injury. So hopefully he's only out for a couple of weeks, but great to have our general back in the team in Stewie. He will shore up our defence and also help a bit of our boys out of the back half. So good to have him back.
Absolutely. And just with the four-day break sort of coming up after the Fremantle game, how do you plan to attack that, particularly from a backline perspective, given its cohesion so important?
Yeah, obviously... got a bit of a loose plan in the back of my mind, but I'm pretty lucky at the moment. We've got a couple of guys that aren't in the team that have played really good AFL football before, like Lachie Henderson and Zach Guthrie. So we've got really good depth there. It's just going to depend on how guys pull up after those games and going into the short breaks. Obviously, start thinking about how Harry Taylor's going to pull up and Zach Tuohy and those guys. But it's really going to depend on them, and if they're right to go, it's going to be quite challenging. But feel really fortunate that we have got a fair bit of depth in the back line. So, it's just sort of a wait-and-see approach, I think.
Scarlo Kruger, is he part of your group at the moment, or has he been playing forward through the match sim against other clubs?
Yeah, forward, mate. Yeah, he trained as a forward all pre-season. I think that's where you'll find him if he does get a game. He's another one. It's a really, really hard matchup. He can do some unbelievable things. You can sit on guys' heads, take an awesome mark. He can kick the ball. He's a really fast athlete as well. So if he does play, mate, you'll see him up in the forward line.
Scar, I know you're not going to give away the team, but the three, if you did have three debutants, there'd be a couple of valves would be a bit tight, wouldn't it?
Be exciting.
It'd be a big ask to have three kids playing without any experience.
Last year, round one,
I think they had quite a few, maybe. More than that, four, was it? So, yeah, there'd be a few people a little bit nervous, but also the excitement it brings to the rest of the players having first gamers, you can get a real advantage out of that as well. So hopefully they're all in.
Scarlo, just back on the four-day break, how do you reckon Domsey would have gone off a four-day break?
Oh, not too bad. Domsey didn't train anyway, even the 7 or 8 day breaks. He didn't do a hell of a lot, so he would have found a way.
So, Scully, what's the do you stay up and get out at midnight tomorrow night and go and do something, or what's the first thing that you've got hotels?
We'll all be in bed. I'd say at that stage, mate. But even the next day, like, we really can't do much, so it'll just be going for a walk. At the moment, we've got a tiny little green space out the back of the hotel that we're allowed to go out. But once you're in that space, you sort of look around. You actually do feel like you're in jail. because it's all fenced off, so I've tried not to go into that area. But just the freedom, mate, to be able to walk around the river and go get a coffee, it's pretty exciting.
Yep. Well, in terms of the scratch match, where's that being played? I know it's against Freo. Where's that being played at? Is that on Optus or is it on a suburban ground?
No, it is not on Optus, I don't think, mate. So it'll be on one of the suburban grounds. I'd be lying if I knew exactly where that would be, mate. So I don't think those guys will be allowed out on Optus Stadium.
Yeah,
which is in great nick, by the way. Just unbelievable stadium. Really good to play on.
Well, Scarlo, we really appreciate your time. We appreciate the Footy Club making you available to have a chat to us. Good luck on Monday night. We're really looking forward to a big game for the Footy Club, and we potentially might see some debutants in action, which would be fantastic. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Stu. Good on you, Donzie.
Matty Scarlett joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. Of course, you'll find them on the Ballerine Highway. Newcup 2020 can be your year to jump in a Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.